From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on this day in Maine, Monday, May 19th, 2025. Former Senate President Troy Jackson is joining a growing slate of Democratic hopefuls running for governor next year. And at a rally to kick off his campaign, Jackson leaned into his blue-collar roots and working-class bona fides. Peter McGuire has more.
Surrounded by union workers outside the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard in Kittery, Jackson says he's running to represent Maine people that feel forgotten.
Working people are stretched far too thin, working harder than ever, but falling further and further behind with no end to the slide, no help in sight, and no one is fighting for them.
A commercial logger from Allegash in Aroostook County, Jackson served in the State House for 20 years, including six as Senate president. He says he will push to lower prescription drug prices, expand rural health care, and deliver property tax relief. More than 20 labor unions endorsed Jackson on the first day of his campaign. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Peter McGuire.
Maine lawmakers today heard hours of public comment on a pair of bills aimed at limiting the ability of local law enforcement to proactively partner with federal immigration agencies. Ari Snyder has more.
Both proposals are sponsored by Democrats and would bar local agencies from entering contracts to enforce federal immigration law and from stopping, interrogating, or arresting someone for immigration reasons alone. But Auburn Police Chief Jason Moan opposes the bills. Speaking on behalf of the Maine Chiefs of Police Association, he says the bills curtail local authority.
Fundamentally, this is a local decision. Agencies must be able to work with the local leaders and community members to determine when and how such partnerships are appropriate.
The Maine Sheriff's Association also testified against the two bills, but supporters say the proposals would keep local resources from being diverted for federal responsibilities and protect towns from potential lawsuits over immigration enforcement. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Ari Snyder.
Mental health continues to be a top health issue in Maine, according to the latest Community Health Needs Assessment. Dr. Dora Ann Mills, the Chief Health Improvement Officer at Maine Health, says the findings for youth are concerning.
Amongst our high school and middle school students, about a third of them now report that they have felt very sad or hopeless for at least 2 weeks out of the last year. And that was about one in five only 15 years ago.
Mills says providers are developing strategies to help build social connectivity and skills to deal with stress and are encouraging limited use of smartphones. Community health needs assessments are conducted every 3 years by the state, healthcare providers, and community action agencies. For the first time since 2018, the Houlton Band of Maliseet Indians is sending a representative to the Maine legislature. Kevin Miller reports.
Brian Reynolds has served as tribal administrator for the Houlton Band of Maliseet Indians for the past 18 years. The tribe withdrew its representative to the legislature during 2018 at a time of high tensions between former Governor Paul LePage's administration and leaders of the four federally recognized tribes. But Reynolds says state and tribal relations have improved over the past 5 to 10 years, and he says having more representation should help both the tribes and their surrounding communities.
I just feel personally from my experience that there's a lot of education that needs to be done in Augusta about the tribes, because tribal issues and even the existence of tribes in the state of Maine, I think, is a secret to a lot of Mainers.
Reynolds joins the only other tribal representative, Aaron Dina, of the Passamaquoddy tribe at the State House. The Maliseet, Penobscot, Passamaquoddy, and Mi'kmaq tribal nations have made progress in addressing specific concerns about the decades-old legal settlement that governs state and tribal relations. But Reynolds says the broader sovereignty push is still, quote, definitely on the radar for him and other tribal members. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, or on land trusts. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening.